Sorry, fans, take out your scorecards. Here are the starting lineups and batting orders for tonight's game. First, the starters for Zappa Media, the Tacoma, AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, managed by Tim Bedarovich. Leading off for Lapa Media, center field, number 2, Billy Hamilton. Batting second, at shortstop, number 5, Eric Mejia. Batting third, at third base, number 16, Kevin Pavlo. Batting cleanup, the designated hitter, number 38, Mike Ford. Batting fifth, at first base, number 12, Zach Green. Batting sixth and catching tonight, number 13, Joe Odom. Batting seventh in right field, number 7, Forrest Wall. Batting eighth in left field, number 14, Marcus Wilson. Batting ninth at second base, number 1, Sam Haggerty. The starting pitcher for La Familia tonight, number 22, Darren McCacken. For your Mariachis and Nuevo Mexico, managed by Warren Schaefer. Leading off for the Mariachis at second base, number 51, Tim Lopes. Batting second, in left field, number 9, Ryan Valle. Batting third, at third base, number 14, Colton Welker. Batting cleanup, in right field, number 8, Scott Scheffler. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, number 25, DJ Peterson. Batting sixth, at first base, number 5, Sean Bouchard. Batting seventh, in center field, number 10, Brett Boswell. Batting eighth, and catching tonight, number 1, Jonathan Morales. Batting ninth at shortstop, number 2, Kyle Holder. Starting pitcher for your Mariachis, number 14, Ryan Feltner. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please direct your attention to the field in front of the Mariachis dugout for tonight's team of the game. The Mariachis welcome the player and coaches from Southwest Snipers 9U. Leading off for the Snipers, Ryland Butterger. Gerardo de Leon III. Connor Encinas. Josiah Fragua. Gideon Jimenez. Logan Klein. Alexander Martinez. Noah Montoya. Ty Moore. Jace Otero, Nico Seiss, Jeremiah Sanchez, and the coaches, Aaron Klein and Bobby Moore. Fans, please put your hands together for tonight's team of the game, the Southwest Snipers 9U.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Isotopes Park in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Albuquerque Isotopes. It's game five of a six-game series. The Rainiers' first road trip of the year hasn't gone very well for the Rainiers. They have dropped three of the four games here so far. They won the first one with a big comeback on Tuesday, but now have lost three in a row. And they've fallen behind in the early innings in all four games here. So that's something that they are looking to turn around tonight. And they turn to Darren McCacken, the right-hander who will make his third start of the year for Tacoma. He was the Rainiers' opening day starter at Cheney Stadium on April 5th. And McCacken 0-1 with an 8.10 ERA. He had two starts, both against the same team, Salt Lake, in that six-game series. Since he started the first game, he also started the last game. And in the first game, he was outstanding. And then in the last game, it was like Salt Lake had seen him before, which they had, and they knocked him around a bit. Now he gets to face someone new, the Albuquerque Isotopes, McCacken on the mound for the Rainiers. He'll be opposed by right-hander Ryan Feltner of Albuquerque. He's had two solid starts for the Isotopes this year, allowing four earned runs in 10 innings of work. Has no record of 3.60 ERA. Of note on his stats, just two starts, but he's only walked two batters in 10 innings, so looks like he's probably going to be around the plate. Ryan Feltner on the mound for Albuquerque and Darren McCacken for the Rainiers. Roster moves today. Donovan Walton called up by the Mariners. Mitch Haniger landed on the COVID list. So Walton replacing him. Good for Donnie as he's on his way back to the big leagues. But, of course, Walton's one of the key members of the Rainiers when he's here. And now the Rainiers offense is going to have to try to survive without him. So Donovan Walton back to the big leagues. Also, the lefty reliever who pitched very well last night, Brayan Perez, he was sent back to extended spring training. And the Rainiers have brought in a right-hander named Tyler Driver from Class A Modesto to provide some pitching depth today. So those are your roster moves for today. We've got an interview today. I went down and chatted with the Rainiers' new hitting coach, Brad Marcelino, who is in his first year in professional baseball, which is kind of amazing, as he's always worked in the amateur ranks and independently as a hitting instructor in Southern California. He finally decided to sign on with the team, and he ends up as the Rainiers' hitting coach. We're going to chat with Brad Marcelino when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Today, my guest on the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show is the Rainiers' new hitting coach, Brad Marcelino. Brad, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're new to the organization and, in fact, new to professional baseball, but you've got a lot of experience as a hitting coach in working with amateurs. What led you to the Mariners? How did you get here?
Yeah, could probably talk about that for a long time. But, you know, just going from, I was at the University of San Diego for a long time. I played in a lot of different places, played professionally overseas, and then also ended up playing in 12 different countries, but always felt the need to give back and coach. So with the Mariners specifically, after I was at the University of San Diego for several years doing the hitting and the recruiting there, kind of knew Andy McKay, a few other guys within the Mariners organization, CJ Gilman, and I left there in 2018, and then ended up having some other opportunities with other organizations, but it wasn't the right fit. And the Mariners, there's just something about it that everyone talks about, like the feel of it, the people, everyone that's involved, that ended up, they ended up calling, and that's kind of why I'm here. So
now, when you were in college in San Diego, I understand you had a lot of players who ended up turning into pros, right?
Yeah. Yeah. While I was there, we had 60 plus guys drafted. Yeah. You know, like they say, to be a good college coach, you recruit good players and don't mess them up. So, I had, a lot of good picks, 3 consecutive first round picks, which was awesome. Developed a lot of guys that weren't drafted out of high school that ended up being top 100 picks. So it was fun to see them develop all the way from, their senior year of high school till when they got drafted.
We're with the Rainiers' new hitting coach, Brad Marcelino. Brad, you worked with amateurs your whole career, and now you're dealing with players who are in AAA, and a lot of them have already been in the major leagues. What's your philosophy as a hitting coach and as it pertains to these experienced guys?
Yeah, I mean, so when I left USD in 18, it was all the amateur guys. After I left there, I started doing stuff privately, so I ended up, with a good group of guys that my experience there, I think, really helped after I left USD, between USD and the Mariners. So I ended up having, like 50 plus guys that were big leaguers or professional guys or AAA guys or whatever. But I had quite a few big leaguers. And, the philosophy, I think, is just different depending on the level and how you filter the information. Because bottom line is the game is really hard. Hitting is extremely difficult. So I think mainly it's like the messaging and how you connect with players, because I think no matter what, if you don't connect with them, if you don't message right, it doesn't really matter what you talk about on the hitting side. They're just not gonna hear it or buy in or feel like it's valuable to them. So I think definitely messaging and having feel on how you go about doing it is really important.
With Brad Marcelino, Rainier's new hitting coach, part of the Rainier's international coaching staff this year. We talked the other day with Alon Leichman, who grew up in Israel. You grew up in England, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was there. I was born there. Lived there until I was 11. Actually competed and played against Alon, which is kind of cool.
Really? Where did that happen?
That was in a few different places, but he... in Tel Aviv, when I played over there in Israel, mm-hmm. He pitched against us as when I was actually done playing, and he pitched with us against us in Germany, which was fun to see him. And then obviously now, but yeah, I grew up in England, moved to California when I was 11.
And then you still participated in British baseball that time, right? As a national, is that how that worked?
Yeah. So since I had a passport, my dad also played professionally and did all that stuff, and I ended up playing my first tournament in when I was 16 years old in Italy. I'm not going to age myself, but that was in 1999, and played basically in 12 to 14 different countries after that for the national team in the World Baseball Classic. Played in that. I got to see the world doing it, and ended up, my last tournament was the WBC as a player in 2012 when I retired. So,
and now you're in Tacoma, new hitting coach for the Tacoma Rainiers, Brad Marcelino. Brad, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, appreciate you guys.
I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this. Awesome.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have a record of 3 wins and 7 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off and playing center field is Billy Hamilton. Batting second and playing shortstop is Eric Mejia. Kevin Padlo will hit third. He is at third base. In the cleanup spot is designated hitter Mike Ford. Batting fifth and playing first base is Zach Green. Joe Odom will hit sixth. He does the catching. Batting seventh and playing right field is Forrest Wall. Hitting eighth, the left fielder Marcus Wilson. And batting ninth and playing second base is Sam Haggerty. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Darren McCacken. He's 0-1 with an 8.10 ERA. The Albuquerque Isotopes are the AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Their manager is Warren Schaefer. They have 4 wins and 6 losses on the year. Leading off for Albuquerque is Tim Lopes. The former Mariner plays second base. Batting second and playing left field is Ryan Vallade. Hitting third and playing third base is Colton Welker. In the cleanup spot, right fielder Scott Schebler. Batting fifth, designated hitter DJ Peterson. Hitting sixth and playing first base is Sean Bouchard. Batting seventh, the center fielder Brett Boswell. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Jonathan Morales. And batting ninth, shortstop Kyle Holder. On the mound, right-hander Ryan Feltner. No record, a 3.60 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Jose Navas. At first base is Ben Phillips, and over at third it's the crew chief, Brian Walsh. The Tacoma Rainiers and the Albuquerque Isotopes getting ready for Game 5 of the 6-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Isotopes Park, fifth game of 6 year. We've got a day game tomorrow, just to mark your calendars now, or at least mentally make a note of it. Tomorrow's game will be at 12:35 Pacific time. So, day game tomorrow for the series finale. This one just beginning now, the Rainiers and the Isotopes on a warm day in Albuquerque, not a cloud in the sky, but it is windy. Wind blowing out hard to right field as Billy Hamilton steps into the batter's box to get things started. And Hamilton is ready to hit, and here we go. The first pitch of the game from Ryan Feltner is on the way, and it's a swing and a foul back out of play, and we are underway. 79 degrees, the game time temperature. Now the 0-1 pitch from Feltner is on its way, and this is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count, or 1-1 the count. Rainiers have never faced Feltner before. He had the year of his life last year. As the pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. Feltner began last year in Class A and finished the year in the major leagues and pitched everywhere in between. Now the pitch to Hamilton is swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Over to line it up is Schebler, and the right fielder makes the catch, and that is the first out of the ball game. Billy Hamilton flies out to right field, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter for the Rainiers. Feltner played in just one game at the AAA level last year. He spent most of his time at Class A Spokane, and then 13 starts with the Rockies' AA team. As here's one that misses for a ball to Mejia. He made one start for Albuquerque and then got called up in September and started two games for the Rockies. A rapid rise in the Rockies system. Next pitch to Mejia. In there for a called strike. Mejia 5-for-25 to start the season. That's an easy to figure out 200 batting average. AAA veteran. First year in the Mariner system for Mejia. And he takes a strike 1-2. First year at the AAA level for Mejia in the Mariner system. He was actually originally signed by the Mariners, traded when he was young, and then brought back this year on a minor league deal. Here's one outside to Mejia. Two balls, two strikes. And Feltner with his pitch. Swinging a bouncer foul, first base side. Still 2-2. Now the 2-2 fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. It's our first Copa de la Diversión night of the 2022 season. The Isotopes are playing as their alter ego, the Mariachis de Albuquerque. Here's a swing and a foul back by Mejia. And the Rainiers are wearing their La Familia de Tacoma uniforms tonight. Now the 2-2 on its way. And it is high, ball three. Full count, 3-2. The Copa de la Diversión games do really well here in Albuquerque. And they have a nice crowd on hand tonight. 3-2 pitch is grounded towards short. That's fielded by Holder. And he throws to first, close play. And out at first base by a hair is Mejia. He almost legged that out. Well, that's out number two in the top of the first inning. And now Kevin Padlo will be the batter. Padlo hit two home runs on Thursday and then wasn't in the lineup yesterday. Back in there today. Sitting 226, two homers, five runs batted in nine games for the Rainiers. That day off he had yesterday was his first one of the season. So now the pitch to Padlo is taken for a ball, 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 is in for a strike, and the count goes even, 1-1. One pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Ryan Feltner steps off the rubber for a moment. Feltner, the Rockies' fourth round pick in the 2018 draft. 1-2 to Padlo, swing and a miss, strike three, but it gets away from the catcher, Morales. He picks it up and throws to first for the putout. And Padlo is retired. Goes in the books as a strikeout, 2-3 on the putout. Right here's going order in the top of the first inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Albuquerque coming to the plate.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Leading off your workout teams.
Right here is do not score in the top of the first, and now Albuquerque comes to the plate in the bottom of the first inning with Tim Lopes leading things off. Lopes to face the right here's right-hander Darren McCacken, and McCacken's first pitch is just outside for a ball, 1-0. Lopes is really swinging it well in this series against his former team, 9-for-15 in this series. 1-0 pitch on its way to Lopes. Inside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Lopes played for Tacoma and for the Mariners this year on a minor league deal with the Rockies. Now the next pitch is in there for a strike. McCack in the righty out of Long Beach State. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Counts even 2-2. McCacken, a Southern California guy, grew up in Downey College at Long Beach State. Saw him wearing a Joe Jost t-shirt. You can't get any more Long Beach than that. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Tim Lopes, and it is outside for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. And it is high, ball four. Didn't miss by much, but just a little bit high, and Lopes has a leadoff walk in the bottom of the first inning. So there's the first base runner of the game. And that will bring to the plate the number two man for the Topes, Ryan Vallade. Their left fielder tonight. Vallade hitting .233 in eight games this year. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Albuquerque's been piling up the runs in this series. In the first four games of this series, they've had double-digit hits in all four games. And they've scored a total of 32 runs in the four games. That's 8 runs per game. The 0-1 from McCacken to Vallade is hit in the air towards center, pretty deep. Hamilton back, still back towards the hill, up the hill, leaps, and can't get it. The ball lands next to him. And Vallade almost passed Lopes on the base path. And Lopes ends up going to third, and Vallade is in at second. Billy Hamilton tried a diving catch on that hill that they have in center field here in Albuquerque. He went to the deepest part in left center field and then made a leaping attempt as he was going up the hill, and he almost came away with this baseball. Just missed it. Would have been an unbelievable catch had he made it. But instead, it's a double for Ryan Vallade. And runners are at second and third, and man, did that ball carry. It didn't look like it was hit that hard. And it went 420 feet. We're at high elevation here. Mile-high baseball in Albuquerque, and the wind is blowing out. That's a combination. Here's Colton Welker, right-hand batter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Rainiers are going to keep the middle infielders back, and the corner infielders are playing even with the bases. Talked to the Rainiers manager, Tim Fedorovich, a little bit about infield alignments after the Rainiers' extra inning victory in the opener on Tuesday. So here's a swing and a grounder foul, third base side, 0-2 the count. Because in that game, Fedorovich made a risky play that worked. It paid off. In the bottom of the 10th with a one-run lead, the Isotopes had runners at second and third with one out, and he decided to bring the infield in to protect the lead rather than to be conservative. And you do run the risk of losing the game if they hit a single through the infield that scores two runs. 0-2 pitch to Welker is outside for a ball. So I wanted to I asked him about it, and he talked for a while about it. He's put a lot of thought into the infield placement and what to do situationally late in games. And even had the Mariners analytics guys take a look at some situations, as here's a foul out of play by Welker. And it was an encouraging response for a guy who was managing his, at that point, seventh game ever. Well, McCacken could use a strikeout here. One ball, two strikes. Runners at second and third. And the pitch is inside, and it hit him. It hits Welker on the side, and he is a little frustrated and is going to head down to first base. So the bases will be loaded with nobody out. McCacken didn't mean to do that. He was ahead of the count, 1-2, looking for a strikeout, and he came in with a fastball and just hit Welker. It actually looks like it got him in the left arm. The arm in front of his left side. He's all right. He's down at first base. It stings. He's shaking his arm around, but he's staying in the game. Here's Schebler, who hit a grand slam earlier in this series, and he fouls one away. There's strike one. The Isotopes have hit 2 grand slams in this series. And they are the only PCL team with 2 grand slams on the season. And there are three other professional teams with two grand slams on the season. As here's one in for a strike to Schebler. The Minnesota Twins have hit two grand slams. The Iowa Cubs have hit two grand slams. And the Class A Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, it turns out, have hit a pair of grand slams this year. We've got all the info for you tonight. Here's a pitch outside for a ball to Schebler. 1-2 the count. Right, here's with a shift on. Three infielders on the right side and only Padlo on the left side of the infield. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Schebler, and it's a swing and a foul straight into the ground. Still one ball, two strikes. Bases full of isotopes with nobody out at the bottom of the first inning. And McCacken is set. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and fouled off. McCacken working with Joe Odom behind the plate. Rainiers have Zach Green at first base, Sam Haggerty at second, Eric Mejia at short, and Kevin Padlo at third. Outfield is Marcus Wilson in left, Billy Hamilton in center, and Forrest Wall in right. 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and McCacken gets him for the first out here at the bottom of the first inning. Big strikeout there when he really needed it. One away. And now DJ Peterson will be the batter. Peterson, former Mariner first round pick and a former Rainier. Now with the Isotopes. 3-for-11 with a homer during this series. And the pitch to Peterson is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now McCacken with the 0-1 on its way. And it's a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. And he's ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 is coming. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got it with a slider. And down goes Peterson. Back-to-back strikeouts with the bases loaded for McCacken. And now they're two away. And there's an opportunity to get out of this jam. Sean Bouchard. Now the hitter. Right-handed batter. Bouchard is 5-for-26 on the year. And the pitch is hit high in the air to left field. This is deep. It is back. Wilson is watching it go. A grand slam home run for Sean Bouchard. And the Isotopes, for the fifth game in a row, jump out to an early lead over the Red Ears. Sean Bouchard with a grand slam. Third grand slam hit this series by Albuquerque. Right when it looked like McCacken might get out of the jam. They had the back-to-back strikeouts. He had an opportunity to escape, and then Bouchard connects. Now the pitch to Brett Boswell is called a strike, 0-1. Next pitch is called a strike, 0-2. That was Bouchard's first Triple-A home run, a grand slam. He did hit 14 last year in Double-A for the Rockies affiliate. One and two now to Brett Boswell. And the pitch down and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now here's a swing and a foul back. Still two balls, two strikes to Boswell. Right, here's a started bullpen activity because McCacken has thrown a lot of pitches here in the first inning. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Boswell and the inning is over. So McCacken strikes out three in the first inning, but Albuquerque scores four. Four runs on just two hits. There were no errors and no one left on. Sean Bouchard with a grand slam. We go to the second inning. It is Albuquerque 4, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Well, 4-0 is the score. The Rainiers trailing Albuquerque after one inning of play. And the first pitch to Mike Ford, leading off the bottom of the first, is taken low for a ball. Now a swing and a grounder to the second baseman, Lopes, who fields it and throws wildly to first base, and Ford is going to reach on an error. He's safe. This was a routine play. The throw just got away from Lopes somehow. He's charged with an error, and the Rainiers have a man on to start the top of the second inning. Now Zach Green will be the batter. Green, 10 out of 30 on the year, a .333 average. He swings and bounces one foul on the third base side. Green has four hits in this series, and they've all gone for extra bases. He's hit three doubles and a homer here. Now a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. That is strike two. 0-2 the count. Oh-two offering. Outside. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch is high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Wind really gusting out towards right center right now. Now a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and Green goes down swinging. strikeout number two for Ryan Feltner, who is bringing the heat, mid-90s on the radar gun, and he's hit 97 in the early going today. Pitch to Joe Odom is in there for a strike. Odom had the Rainiers' lone offensive highlight yesterday, a tape measure homer to left center field that was measured at 452 feet. And he drives another one in that same direction. Back it goes, and this ball is gone. Joe Odom with his third home run of the series here in Albuquerque. No doubt about it, a mammoth shot to left field, and Joe Odom cuts the Red Ears deficit in half. It is now Albuquerque 4, Tacoma 2. So Odom with a two-run blast. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. And the pitch misses for a ball. Now the 1-0 on its way. And this is over for a strike. Now the 1-1. High for a ball, 2-1. Odom's really brought the power bat to Albuquerque. And the homers yesterday and today, those were not high elevation homers. Those were homers anywhere. So here's one outside for a ball to Wall. Three balls, one strike. Now the next pitch is high, ball four, and Forrest Wall has a one-out walk. So he's on, and now the Red Ears have the tying run at the plate. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Now toss to first base and back in safely is Wall. Now here's a swing and a grounder to third. Juggled and then controlled by Welker. He goes to second for one. Relay to first is too late. They do not get the double play. Although Wall was forced out at second base. Marcus Wilson reaches on a fielder's choice. And now Haggerty will be the batter.
Now batting second baseman, number one, Sam Haggerty.
Now here's one in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch misses for a ball. And now a toss to first base. And back in is Wilson. Wow, Odom's home run this time measured at 446 feet. It was 452 yesterday, 446 today. It's almost 1,000 feet of homers. Well, it's 900. Foul tip by Haggerty. Now a swing and a one-hopper hit to second, and it's corralled by Lopes that he throws accurately to first base for the out, and the inning is over. Right here's get on the board, though. Two runs on the homer by Joe Odom. It was the only hit. There was an error, one run unearned, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning, Albuquerque 4, Tecoma 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, 4-2, Albuquerque with the lead over the Raiders. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Couple of home runs with men on base. Leading to all the runs in this one so far. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Morales. Sean Bouchard with a grand slam in the first for Albuquerque. Joe Odom with a two-run homer for the Rainiers in the second. Oh, one pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Morales. Morales had two hits yesterday. Next pitch is hit in the air, foul on the third base side. 1-2 now. The 1-2 pitch coming. Bounced foul, still one ball, two strikes. We'll see if McCacken can bounce back from that first inning, which really swung back and forth on the emotion meter for him. So now the 1-2 to Morales, swinging a foul tip. The bases were loaded with no one out because of a walk, a double that was nearly caught on what would have been an unbelievable play by Billy Hamilton in the deepest part of the park, but it went for a double as now he strikes out Morales and one man is gone. Kyle Holder, the batter. And the pitch is outside for a ball. That after loading the bases on a hit batter on a 1-2 count. So here's the next pitch to Holder, and it's a swing and a miss. McCacken got back-to-back strikeouts of the 4 and 5 hitters, Shepler and Peterson, and was an out away from getting out of the inning with no runs. Next pitch to Holder, misses for a ball, 2-1. And McCacken with his pitch, it's a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Two pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike three, down goes Holder. Another strikeout for McCacken.
Now
That'll bring to the plate Tim Lopes. Five strikeouts for McCacken, and every out a strikeout. Now the pitch to Lopes is taken for a called strike, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch in there for a strike. Count goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. One-two delivery just outside for a ball, 2-2. And the next delivery. Swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken strikes out the side in the second inning and has six strikeouts in two innings today. Three up, three down, all swinging strike threes. We head to the third. It is Albuquerque 4, Tacoma 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Let's add a little red right there. Hey, we'll be right with you.
For Bianca's flower shop, spring orders and Mother's Day are a tricky arrangement.
Hey, can I get help repotting this fiddle leaf?
She needs to put the pedal to the metal and find more florists.
We're running low on daisies. How does that even happen?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Cleaning your fuel system can make your car run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner and add it to your tank during your next fill-up. On sale now, buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by and talk to our professional parts people today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the third inning. It's Albuquerque 4, Tacoma 2. And the Red Ears will send to the plate the top of the order. Billy Hamilton leading things off. And it'll be Hamilton followed by Eric Mejia and Kevin Padlow. Time called. They got to get the game off the video board. As have live TV on the video board. There we go. It took care of that. And now Billy Hamilton is settling into the batter's box. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. That's a strike. Billy Hamilton got his first hit of the season for the Red Ears in last night's game. And he does not get one here as he swings and misses at the next pitch, strike three. Ryan Feltner with his third strikeout. What a way, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter.
Now batting shortstop, number five, Eric Mejia.
Mejia grounded to shortstop earlier and is 0-1. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch misses for a ball. And here's one way outside. So Mejia is ahead of the count now. Now a swing and a looper into right field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Kind of tight to the line, but he is going for second, and he will make it there with a double as Schebler gets it back in. A one-out double for Eric Mejia, his second double of the season. And the Rainiers have a man in scoring position with one out at the top of the third inning. And now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. The pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Next offering, swing and a miss, strike two. Next pitch coming. Called a strike. That's strike two. It is one ball, two strikes now. Correcting the count. The scoreboard is on the fritz here, which means I have to actually pay attention. The 1-2 pitch is a called strike, three at the knees. Padlow is saying, hey, come on. But he has been rung up by Jose Navas. And two men are gone here at the top of the third inning. Mike Ford is now the batter. Ford reached down an error and scored in the second inning. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. That grand slam by Bouchard in the first inning, the third hit by Albuquerque in this series against Tacoma. Just looked it up. Last year in the entire season, the Rainiers gave up five grand slams. Here's one inside to Ford. They've given up three grand slams in 5 days here in Albuquerque. Even giving up five grand slams in a whole season like they did last year, that kind of seems like a lot, doesn't it? Seems like a lot to me. Here's a foul out of play. Next pitch coming to Mike Ford. And it's a called strike. Counts even, 2-2. So an even count, 2-2. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Mejia out at second base. Mejia with his lead, and Feltner steps off the rubber. Now he's back up on top of the hill. And the 2-2 pitch is a swing and a bouncer to the right side and fielded by Bouchard at first. He underhands to Feltner, covering the bag for the out, and the inning is over. Rainiers hit a one-out double, but it doesn't lead to any runs. No runs, one hit, one left. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Albuquerque 4, Tacoma 2.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the third. It is Albuquerque 4, Tacoma 2. Darren McCacken with 6 strikeouts in 2 innings of work, but he's allowed 4 runs. The 6 strikeouts, by the way, a season high for a Rainiers pitcher here in game number 11. McCacken's pitch to Ryan Vallade is swung on and fouled out of play on the first base side. There's strike one. Next pitch coming, and it swung on and hit on a bounce to short, fielded by Mejia. He throws to first for the out, and one man's gone at the bottom of the third inning. Mejia with a nice arm made that throw to first base from his position at shortstop, just a dart on a straight line. One away, and now Colton Welker is the batter. Welker was hit by a pitch and scored in the first inning. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Next pitch swung on and cranked to left field. Back this goes, and it is gone. Colton Welker lines a homer to left field. His second home run of the season. And the Isotopes lead it now 5-2. So Welker circles the bases. Second home run of the night for Albuquerque. And now Scott Schebler will be the batter. Pitch to Schebler is swung on and hit in the air towards left. Wilson on the move, and he can't get this one. It is gone. Back-to-back jacks for Colton Welker and Scott Schebler. And Albuquerque now leads it 6-2. Schebler's third home run of the season. Going the other way. Ball's flying out of here tonight. And now DJ Peterson is the batter. DJ Peterson. Pitch to Peterson. Big swing and a miss there, strike one. He was trying to make it 3 straight right there. Oh, one pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. 0-2 pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken got him, and there's strikeout number 7. DJ Peterson goes down swinging. And now Sean Bouchard is the batter. McCacken closing in on a career high for strikeouts. His career high is 9, something he's done 3 times in his career. He has 7, and we're in the third inning. And the pitch to Bouchard is a swing and a miss, strike 1. He's also allowed 3 homers. His career high in that category is 4. This is a game of extremes for Darren McCacken tonight. The 0-1 pitch to Bouchard. Swing and a miss, strike 2. And he's ahead. No balls, 2 strikes. Yeah, the 0-2 pitch. Slider just off outside. 1-2. Yeah, the McCacken steps off for a moment. Oh, he's back up on top of the hill. And the 1-2 swung on, grounded to shortstop. Fielded by Mejia. His throw to first is in time for the out, and the inning is over, but back-to-back homers put 2 more runs on the board for Albuquerque. 2 runs on 2 hits. There were no errors, no one left. We go to the fourth. It is Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 2.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the fourth inning. It's Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 2. Ball flying all over Isotopes Park tonight. 4 home runs already in this game. Zach Green, Joe Odom, and Forrest Wall to bat at the top of the fourth inning against the hard-throwing right-hander Ryan Feltner. Feltner into his motion, and his pitch to Zach Green is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the pitch is swung on, and this is driven towards left center field. On the move, Valade, and he has room, and he makes the catch on the warning track for the first out in the top of the fourth inning. Green flies to left field, and now Joe Odom will bat. He hit another tape measure home run in the second inning. 2-run shot. Pitch to Odom. Inside for a ball. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. Now a swing and a miss by Odom, 1-1. Las Vegas beat Salt Lake 8-5. At Tacoma Rainier from long ago, Eric Thames hit a three-run homer for Vegas. Series of fastball inside, 2-1 to Odom. Thames with a three-run shot to help Vegas move to 6-4 on the year. 2-1 pitch in there for a strike, and the count's even 2-2. Sacramento won a back-and-forth game in the late innings at Reno, 4-3. So now the 2-2 to Odom. Swing and a miss, strike three. They got him with a breaking ball. And the catcher, Morales, has to throw to first base for the putout, and he does. Two away, and now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Sacramento led 2-0 going to the bottom of the eighth, but Reno's Matt Davidson blasted a two-run home run last night to tie it up 2-2. Davidson's league-leading sixth of the year. Sacramento responded with two runs in the top of the ninth, including an Austin Dean home run. They were up 4-2. And Reno got one back in the bottom of the ninth but couldn't tie it up, and Sacramento hung on for a 4-3 win. Pitch to Wall, misses. Reno has the Major League veteran Dan Straley this year. He went seven innings last night and allowed two runs. Really good start. So now pitch to Wall, misses. 3-0 the count to the Rainiers right fielder. And this one is inside, ball four. A four-pitch walk, and Wall draws his second walk of the game. So he heads down to first base. Wall leads the Rainiers in drawing walks. That's the seventh time he's walked this season. Now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Toss to first, and Wall's back in with a dive. So with the new pickoff rule that was put into play yesterday, Feltner's already made one pickoff move. He's only allowed to do one more. Wall takes off. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second base is way too late. Wall steals it easily. His fifth steal of the year, and he has not been caught. And Wall is in scoring position. The limitation on pickoff moves is part of the pace of play program that was put into play yesterday, with the shorter pitch clocks, the enforcement of the batter not leaving the batter's box, and the limited pickoff throws. But the limited pickoff throws are also going to have a side effect, I believe, of allowing or encouraging the running game. I think we'll have more steals. They just gave a pitch clock violation to Feltner, which means a ball goes on the scoreboard for Marcus Wilson, and then he swings at the next pitch and hits it high in the air to shallow right center. This is playable for Schebler. The right fielder makes the catch, and the inning is over. They're enforcing that pitch clock. Tacoma does not score in the fourth. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 2.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the Grand Slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And McCacken and the Rainiers trail Albuquerque 6-2. McCacken ready to work on Brett Boswell, leading things off. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul. There's strike one. McCacken with 7 strikeouts through 3 innings tonight. Now the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-1. Continuing our look at what happened around the league yesterday, Oklahoma City beat El Paso last night 5-1. Ryan Noda, the first baseman for the Oklahoma City Dodgers, hit a 3-run homer in the first. Here's a liner to left over the head of the left fielder, Wilson, and up against the fence. He plays the bounce, fires it back in, but checking in at second base with an opposite field double is Brett Boswell. And the Isotopes with their 5th hit of the game, all of which have gone for extra bases. And now Jonathan Morales will be the batter. Also yesterday, Round Rock down Sugarland 7-2. Elier Hernandez hit a 3-run homer, and Bubba Thompson had 3 hits for Round Rock. Their starter, Glenn Otto, delivered 4 scoreless innings. Here's the pitch to Morales, and it is called a strike, 0-1. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Now the next pitch from McCacken is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still 0-2. So with the first game of pitch clock enforcement and pickoff limitations and batters not being able to step out of take both feet out of the batter's box, there were a lot of shorter games, not just in the PCL, but in all of minor league baseball last night when the rules were enforced. Pitch from McCacken to Morales is a swing and a bouncer foul. The Raiders had the shortest game in the league last night at 2 hours and 14 minutes, and our game last night would have been short with the old rules. It would have been longer than 2:14. It probably would have been 15 minutes longer or so, but it was a very well-pitched game with very few strikeouts and walks. And very little offense, for that matter. So that would have been a shorter game. Is now time called, and Odom goes to the mound to McCacken. But I do think that the rules shaved at least 15 minutes off last night, in my opinion. Other games, that Vegas 8-5 win at Salt Lake City took 2 hours and 33 minutes. That game had 20 hits, 11 walks, and 14 strikeouts total. So now here's a swing and a foul out of play by Morales. Still 0-2. The Sacramento 4-3 win at Reno, which was very tense in the late innings, which tends to slow down the game. That went 2 hours and 33 minutes. Another pretty quick game. Now McCacken with the 0-2 on its way to Morales. And it is lined towards first, just beyond the reach of the diving first baseman, Zach Green. Around third is Boswell. He will score. Stopping at first base is Morales with an RBI single, as the Rainiers right fielder, Forrest Wall, got the ball back in quickly. But it is now 7-2, Albuquerque. Now Kyle Holder is the batter. Holder struck out swinging earlier. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Oklahoma City, El Paso last night was 2 hours 26 minutes. That was a 5-1 game. That was a well-pitched game. Only had two walks in it total. So now the next pitch is bounced towards first, fielded by Green, and then he drops it, and then he picks it up and just flips it to McCacken for the force out on Morales, or on Holder, pardon me. Morales is safe at second base. So Holder bounces out, 3-1 on the putout at first base. And Morales is at second with one out. And now Tim Lopes will be the batter. Lopes is 0-1. He's walked and struck out so far and scored a run. Now a swing and a liner down the left field line. Fair ball headed towards the corner. Around third is Morales. He will score. On his way to second with a double and an RBI is Tim Lopes, and it is 8-2. Well, Albuquerque is swinging it tonight, that's for sure. They have 7 hits, 6 for extra bases. 8 runs. They lead 8-2 in the fourth. The Red Ears are just down early in every game in this series. By a lot in every game. Here's one outside for a ball to Valade. The lone exception was yesterday, and even yesterday it was 3-0 Albuquerque in the second inning. But that ended up being the 5-2 final. Now here's a swing and a liner caught at second base by Haggerty, and he's going to toss it to Mejia, and they double off Lopes, a line drive double play to close out the fourth inning. Rainiers needed that. That inning is done. Albuquerque scores twice, 2 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It is Albuquerque 8, Tacoma 2.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brakes. Through May 24th, check out the spring brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads with 2 rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
This is Fogelman, ready to hustle butt and muscle.
Membership numbers at Sly's Gym have been racking up.
22 people have signed up for 6 a.m. buns of steel.
Now he needs more certified trainers to do all the heavy lifting.
I'm going to have to bulk up my staff.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We head to the fifth inning. It is Albuquerque 8, Tacoma 2. Sam Haggerty, Billy Hamilton, and Eric Mejia to bat here in the top of the fifth. Just tallied up by Isotopes PR man Joe Traub. The Isotopes have scored 35 runs in the first 4 innings of the game in this series. Here's a pitch in for a strike. This is the fifth game. So 35 runs total over the first 4 innings of the game through the first five games of this series, as now Haggerty rips one towards the right field corner, and that is going to be extra bases for Sam Haggerty, leading things off in the fifth as he will stop at second base. Shebler getting the ball back in. A leadoff double for Sam Haggerty. Now Billy Hamilton will hit. Hamilton's 0 for 2 so far today. And the pitch swung on, bounced on a high hop towards second. Lopes fields it, slings it to first, just in time for the out. Hamilton retired. Haggerty moves up. He is at third now. And Eric Mejia will bat with one out. He is 1 for 2 with a double so far tonight. Now a swing and a grounder to second. That'll get a run in. Lopes fields it. He throws out Mejia, but Haggerty scores from third. And the Red Ears make it an 8-3 ball game. So Mejia gets credited with a run batted in, his second of the season. And now there are two outs and no one on base for Kevin Padlow. And the pitch is low for a ball. One-oh pitch, bounced back, past the pitcher, charged and picked up by Holder, and he has no play, and safe at first base is Padlow. An infield single for Kevin Padlow. Feltner, the pitcher, tried to field it behind his back and was unable to do so. This bouncer up the middle, that he falls through to his right, it came just to his left, and he tried to reach behind his back with his glove hand and couldn't pick it that way. And the pitch is in there for a strike to Mike Ford. Next pitch misses for a ball. One-one pitch, down and in, two balls, one strike. Now the pitch is stroked into center field, a base hit for Ford. Around second is Padlow. He will easily make third. And aboard at first with a line drive single is Mike Ford, and the Rainiers have runners at the quarters with two outs, and Zach Green coming to the plate. Well, Green has a lot of power, and you know, the Rainiers are trailing 8-3, but if Green were to get a hold of one here, the Rainiers would be right back in the game. It's been quiet tonight, 0-2 with a strikeout and a deep flyout. Feltner is ready, and his pitch to Zach Green is swung on and hit on one hop to short, fielded by Holder. He flips it to Lopes at second base for the force out on Mike Ford, and the inning is over. Green went after the first pitch, hit it pretty sharply, but on one hop right to the shortstop. Red Ears settle for one run in the fifth inning on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We're halfway through at middle of the fifth, Albuquerque 8-3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, Albuquerque 8, Tacoma 3. Part of the order coming up for the Isotopes. It'll be Colton Welker, Scott Shebler, and DJ Peterson. Colton Welker with a solo homer in the third, first of back-to-back homers that he and Shebler hit that inning. Welker stands in the batter's box now. And the pitch from McCacken is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch coming. Swung on and yanked down the third baseline. Foul. Strike two. 0-2 the count. Mariners in action tonight against Houston. They're trailing early 1-0 in the third. Chris Flexen on the hill against Justin Verlander. Sears one outside for a ball to Welker. 1-2. And McCacken's pitch just off the plate with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, swinging a foul back, still 2-2. Eight-3, Albuquerque with the lead over the Rainiers. We're in the bottom of the fifth. McCacken's next pitch to Welker. Inside, Welker backing away from an off-speed pitch. Count goes full, three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is swung on and hit in the air on the right side, shallow right field. Back is Haggerty, and Haggerty makes the catch for the first out of the inning. He was backpedaling into shallow right field. So one out at the bottom of the fifth. And now Scott Shebler will be the batter. Shebler's 1-for-2 with a homer in this one. And the pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next offering, swing and a miss. 1-1 pitch. Swung on. Bounced towards first. Just foul. Rainiers wanted that to be fair. It would have been an easy out. It went just to the right of the bag. The Rainiers shift to Shepler, so they've got three infielders on the right side, and the first baseman, Zach Green, really hugs the foul line and hit one right down the line. It's an easy out. That ball just barely went foul. Next pitch is inside. 2-2 the count. Now the next pitch is inside. Full count to Shepler, 3-2. And this is a swing and a foul. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, he got him. McCacken with his eighth strikeout of the game. Threw a fastball past him, which Shepler was not looking for. Strikeout number eight, one shy of a career high for McCacken. And here's DJ Peterson, whom McCacken has struck out twice. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. McCacken just throwing it past DJ Peterson. Yeah, the 0-2 pitch coming. And it swung on and tapped to first. Very weakly hit, fielded by Green. He takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. And McCacken sets down the side in order in the bottom of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the sixth. That is Albuquerque 8, Tacoma 3.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today. At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Mike Curto back with you from Isotopes Park in Albuquerque, where the Isotopes have hit 3 home runs, including a grand slam. They lead the game 8-3, and we just had the loudest crowd reaction of the night from the Chili Pepper race between innings, which was won by the Green Chili Pepper, just to make sure that that's recorded for historical purposes. Here's Joe Odom leading off the top of the sixth, and he takes inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. The crowd went nuts for the Green Chili Pepper. 1-0. Fouled off by Odom, and the count's even, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. And now this pitch misses for a ball. Breaking ball inside, and Odom has worked a full count, 3-2. And the payoff pitch is high for a ball, and it's a leadoff walk for Joe Odom. So he heads down to first base, and now Forrest Wall is the batter. Action in both bullpens now. The Isotopes have a right-hander warming up. The Rainiers have a lefty. Wall has walked twice, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. We'll take a look at what happened around the Mariners farm system yesterday. Now the 1-0 is in there for a strike. Double-A Arkansas, the Mariners affiliate in the Texas League. They beat Springfield 6-5. Outfielder Cade Marlowe hit a leadoff home run in the first, as here's a swing and a high fly to center. Drifting back is Boswell, and he has plenty of room, and he makes the catch, and Forrest Wall is retired. One out, and now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Also for Arkansas last night, Zach Deloach had two hits, scored a run, drove in a run. And Connor Hoover had two hits. And they had good relief from Braden Shipley, two scoreless innings, no hits, no walks, two strikeouts. He's a guy with years of AAA and Major League experience, and the Mariners have him in AA. And he threw well yesterday. That's going to do it for Ryan Feltner. The Isotope starting pitcher is done. Albuquerque is going to make a pitching change here and bring in a fresh arm from the bullpen. So we'll take a break for this pitching change. With the score in the top of the sixth inning, Albuquerque 8, Tacoma 3.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We're at the top of the sixth inning in Albuquerque. The Isotopes lead the Tacoma Rainiers 8-3. Albuquerque with a runner, or the Rainiers with a runner at first and one out. Marcus Wilson coming to the plate. And the new pitcher for Albuquerque is right-hander Nate Griep. G-R-I-E-P. It's like the word grief, but with a P at the end instead. And Griep is first going to have a brief meeting with the home plate umpire, who is looking at his glove but deems it okay. Well, hang on. They wanted him to take off a wristband or something of some sort, which he did, and then he it was like a thin sleeve on his forearm. He took it off and handed it to his shortstop, Kyle Holder, who stuffed it in his pocket. All right. Now that that's resolved, we're ready to go. Marcus Wilson stands in. And the pitch from Greep is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. 0-1 the count to Wilson. More on our Mariner Farm Report from the A-ball ranks. The Mariners advanced Class A Everett affiliate lost a one-run game at Hillsboro, Oregon, 2-1. So here's a swing and a miss. They had only five hits, an RBI triple by the Everett catcher, Charlie Welch, who was drafted last year by the Mariners. They had a good start from Adam Macko, who went five innings allowed, one run on two hits, and he struck out eight and walked only one. Good outing for Macko. Swinging a grounder up the middle. That's going to be fielded by Lopes, feeds Holder for one on to first. In time, they double up Marcus Wilson. A double play wraps up the top of the sixth inning. Oh, that does it for the Red Ears. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Albuquerque 8, Tacoma 3.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Calling all Rainiers fans. Are you ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value to your home. We've got you covered with loans, rebates, and discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out our website for offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Albuquerque 8, Tacoma 3. Red Ears make a pitching change to begin the bottom of the sixth. Rowenis Elias is in from the bullpen, the veteran lefty, making his second appearance for the Red Ears as he returns from Tommy John surgery on his left elbow. He's on in relief of Darren McCacken. Here's Elias with his pitch to Sean Bouchard, and it is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. McCacken went five full innings, allowed seven hits, eight runs all earned, three homers, walked one, struck out eight. 0-1 pitch on the way to Bouchard, and it is bounced towards short, a two-hopper that's fielded by Mejia. Throw it to first, in time for the out. Two pitches, one out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Elias gets Bouchard to ground out. And now Brett Boswell will be the hitter. Elias pitched two scoreless innings on Wednesday in his return from surgery, and he was outstanding. Retired six of the seven batters he faced, allowing just the one hit. No walks, struck out one, hit 93 on the radar gun repeatedly. Here's a swing and a liner by Boswell into right field, a base hit. So Boswell, a left-handed hitter facing the left-handed Elias, he was sitting dead red, and he got a fastball down the middle, and he turned on it and pulled it into right field for a single. 93 on the scoreboard radar gun. Now Morales will be the batter. Morales is 1-for-2 with a single, an RBI, and a run scored. And the pitch misses for a ball. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now the 2-0. Inside, ball three. Rio pitch grounded down the third baseline, just foul, and the count goes to 3-1. Elias, 33-year-old veteran from Cuba, in his third go-around in the Mariners organization. He's always been a solid contributor when in the majors with the Mariners. Here's his 3-1 to Morales, swinging a foul tip at the plate, and the count goes full, 3-2. So full count now to Morales. Runner at first, one out. And a toss to first, and back in with a dive is Boswell. Now the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncer foul, still 3-2. So Elias is set, and his 3-2 pitch is fouled away again, and Morales is hanging in there. Remember, day game tomorrow for the final game of this series. 12:35 p.m. first pitch. Tune in at 12:20. We'll have our Sunday visit with manager Tim Fedorovich as part of the pregame. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Throw down to second is not in time. Stealing second base is Boswell. But Morales whiffs for the second out of the inning. Two down, runner at second for Kyle Holder. Left versus left here. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third baseline and out of play. There's strike one. One pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch outside, two balls, one strike. 2-1 delivery is hit in the air towards left. On comes Wilson on the run, lunging and making the catch with a dive in shallow left field. Coming in on the ball is Marcus Wilson. Nice play to save a hit and a run and keep the Isotopes off the scoreboard at the top of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It is Albuquerque 8, Tacoma 3.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Albuquerque 8, Tacoma 3. New pitcher for the Isotopes to work the top of the seventh inning. It's left-hander Ben Bowden, the Rockies' second-round pick back in 2016, who has been a little wild to start his 2022 season. Bowden, in four appearances, has worked 4 2/3 innings and has walked five, allowed only two hits but five runs because of those walks. Here's Sam Haggerty to lead things off. Switch hitter, he turns around and bats right-handed for his first time today. And the pitch to Haggerty is bounced to the right side, and lunging to field it is Lopes, and then he gets up and throws out Haggerty. One pitch, one out. Nice play by Lopes on the right side of the infield. And now Billy Hamilton will be the batter. Albuquerque starter Ryan Feltner went 5 1/3, allowed five hits, three runs, two earned. Walked three, struck out five. First time the righty had ever faced the Rainiers before. He looks pretty good. Rockies might have something there. So now a pitch to Hamilton. Misses for a ball. And then Nate Greep faced just one hitter entering the game with a runner at first and one out. In the sixth, he got a double play ball, so he goes 2/3 of an inning facing only one batter. All zeros on his line. So here's one outside to Hamilton. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 delivery. Swing and a foul, and the count goes to 2-1. Albuquerque's led all night. They got a grand slam in the first inning from Sean Bouchard, and they have never trailed. Now swing and a bouncer foul. 2-2. Yeah, I left off the I got sidetracked while we were doing the Mariners farm report, and I missed the big one. The big item. The highlight of the day on the Mariners' farm yesterday. So here's a swing and a foul back. It happened at Low A Modesto. But it happened with a player who has spent time with the Red Ears before and was actually a guy who was in the lineup quite a bit. Robert Perez. That was back in 2019 when he was only 18, when he was with the Red Ears for about a month. 2-2 pitch is high for a ball, 3-2. Well, now he's 21 years old, and he's with Modesto in low A ball. And last night in a road game at Stockton, he hit 3 home runs. A 3-homer game for Robert Perez. So the 3-2 pitch is fouled away, and Hamilton's hanging in there. And get this, the Nuts, as the Modesto club is called, they were facing a rehabbing major leaguer who was pitching for Stockton, James Kaprielian, the Oakland A's starting pitcher. So now the 3-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three. Hamilton is the second out of the inning. Robert Perez hit 2 of his 3 home runs last night off the major leaguer Kaprielian. Last year, he was with Modesto, hit 282 with 15 homers, 77 runs batted in. But he was only 20, and he had a high strikeout rate and did not walk all that much. So here's one in for a strike. And I have no knowledge of this, but I'm just speculating that the Mariners are having him begin the year back at Modesto, repeating the level to start the year, because they probably want to see him cut the strikeout rate and maybe walk a little more. And he's off to a great start for Modesto, and he's still young at just age 21. And last night, Robert Perez had a 3-homer game with 2 of the homers coming off a rehabbing major leaguer. Yeah, the 0-2 to Mejia is up high for a ball, 1-2. Now the next pitch is swung on and fouled off on the first base side. Still 1-2. Robert Perez, the son of a major leaguer, also named Robert Perez, and has a younger brother, Hedbert Perez, who is one of the Milwaukee Brewers' top prospects. 1-2 pitch is down low for a ball. 2-2. Now the 2-2 to Mejia. Outside, ball 3. Count goes full.
Coming up in the Chicago bullpen, number 25, Tyler Driver. Driver warming up for Tacoma.
And the 3-2 to Mejia is inside, ball 4. So he heads down to first base with a 2-out walk. And now Kevin Padlo will be the batter. Rainiers are warming up Tyler Driver in the pen. Well, the trainer for the Isotopes has gone to the mound to talk to Ben Bowden, along with the manager, and Bowden is not happy about the situation. As he tried to shoo them away, and he is staying in the game, but the trainer saw something that he didn't like. And Warren Schaefer, the manager, also went out there. And Bowden seemed really upset by the whole situation. He wanted them out of his business. He wants to stay on them, keep that mound himself, stay in the game, and he is. And now play resumes, and the pitch to Kevin Padlo is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, called a strike. 0-2 the count. Next offering to Padlo, swing and a miss. And the count was not 0-2. The scoreboard had it wrong, and so did the broadcaster. 1-2 the count to Padlo. Now this one is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at first base. Rainier's down five. We're in the top of the seventh inning. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Next pitch with a runner going is a check swing. Padlo went around, rung up by the home plate umpire. And that is strike three, and Bowden completes the top of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors, one man left. We go to the seventh inning stretch here in Albuquerque with the score, Isotopes 8, Rainiers 3.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here in Albuquerque with the score Albuquerque 8, Tacoma 3. And the Red Ears bring in a new pitcher to make his AAA debut. It is right-hander Tyler Driver, who just joined the club today from Low A Modesto. He's on in relief of Roenis Elias, who looked pretty sharp again. One scoreless inning, allowing one hit, striking out one. In his first game, he went two innings. This time, they dial him back to one inning. And here's Driver, who was the Mariners' 18th-round pick in 2019 out of Crossroads Flex High School in Cary, North Carolina, and his pitch to Tim Lopes is taken outside for a ball. Driver listed at 6'2", 185, just 21 years old. Next pitch is swung on and looped back towards the hill, and Driver with a catch on the first base side of the mound. And that is out number one in the bottom of the seventh inning. He retires Tim Lopes on a flare back to the hill. And now Ryan Vallade will be the batter. Driver's pitched in two games for Modesto this year, has not allowed a hit or a run. Walk two, strikeout three. And here's his pitch to Ryan Vallade, and it's taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is over for a strike. Last year, Driver spent a lot of time with Everett. As here's one outside for a ball. But his highlight of the year was when he was sent to Arkansas at the AA level to make a spot start when they were short on pitching. And he went six innings and allowed one run and got a win at the AA level. As here's a swing and a miss by Vallade. And Driver's ahead of the count, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch is just a little high. Odom tried to frame that one for a called strike three, but didn't get the umpire's agreement. 3-2 the count, and the payoff is low. And so Vallade draws a one-out walk. He'll head down to first base. And now Colton Welker will be the batter. Welker is 1-for-2 with a homer. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Driver ahead in the count. Now driver with a toss to first, and back in is Vallade. Now a called strike three, and down goes Welker, and had the bat on his shoulder the whole way, and he walks back to the dugout with the bat still on his shoulder. Driver with his first AAA strikeout. He freezes Colton Welker. And now Scott Schebler will be the batter. And Schebler takes inside for a ball. Schebler's 1-for-3 with a homer and two strikeouts. Next pitch is hit well to the gap in right center field. No one's out there. That's going to bounce all the way to the fence. Vallade's on his way to third. He's around third. He will score. Schebler's going for three, and he's going to make it there without a throw. A triple and an RBI for Scott Schebler, and the Isotopes lead it 9-3. Scott Schebler with a triple to the gap in right center. His second triple of the year, both coming in this series against the Rainiers. And now DJ Peterson will bat. And the pitch to Peterson is inside for a ball. Mariners trailing Houston 3-0 in the sixth inning. Martin Maldonado with a homer. M's with just two hits against Verlander. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Peterson, and the count's even 1-1. Now a swing and a high fly to left field. Got under it. Wilson's waiting for it, and the Rainiers left fielder makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Albuquerque tacks on a run in the seventh on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the eighth inning. It's Albuquerque 9, Tacoma 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the eighth inning. Albuquerque has been ahead all night, and they lead the Rainiers 9-3. New pitcher for the Isotopes. It's a Rainier from long ago, Zach Lee, on the mound. And he'll face Mike Ford, Zach Green, and Joe Odom. Previous pitcher, Ben Bowden, went one scoreless inning with a walk and two strikeouts. So Ford stands in. He's 1-for-3 with a single, and he has scored a run tonight. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 offering is going to bounce up to the plate for a ball. Lee's been working strictly in relief this year. He's allowed one run in four innings with seven strikeouts and two walks. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. 1-2 the count to Ford. Now here's one outside for a ball. Now a pitch bounces up to the plate for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Next pitch is hit in the air towards left field. Going back on it is Vallade. He has room, and at the edge of the warning track makes the catch, and one man is out in the eighth. Ford flies to left field. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Ford's been making a lot of contact. Now has 38 at-bats this season and has struck out only three times. Here's Zach Green, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. And the pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. Now here's a pitch outside for a ball. Now swing and a miss. 2-2 the count. And the pitch is high, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Green goes down swinging. So each of the Red Airs' first two batters here in the eighth have gotten to a full count, and then Lee ultimately has retired them. Now Joe Odom will hit. He launched a two-run homer in the second inning. Second day in a row, he's had the Rainier's big offensive highlight. Second day in a row, he hit a tape measure shot. This one was 446 feet. And he takes a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even, or pardon me, it goes to 0-2 on Odom. And this pitch is high with a fastball, 1-2. No one up in the Rainier's bullpen. Looks like Tyler Driver is going to get another inning. Now the 1-2 to Odom. Outside for a ball. 2-2. And this pitch is outside, ball three. Albuquerque's parent club, the Rockies, are winning tonight. They lead the Cubs 9-5 going to the eighth inning. A couple of home runs by C.J. Krohn, former PCL player. 3-2 to Odom. Called strike three, down he goes, and the inning is over. Right on the outside edge, Odom took a close pitch and got rung up. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning with the score, Albuquerque 9, Tacoma 3.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Albuquerque leading Tacoma 9-3. Tyler Driver on the mound, allowed a run in the seventh inning, his first ever AAA inning. And he stays in the game. He'll face Sean Bouchard, Brett Boswell, and Jonathan Morales. Pitch to Bouchard is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch misses for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch, swing and a miss. There's a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Albuquerque with eight runs in the first four innings tonight. Here's a bouncer to the left of the second base bag, and it gets through. A leadoff single for Bouchard in the bottom of the eighth inning. Second hit of the game for Bouchard, and that's the Isotopes' 10th of the night. And They have reached double digits in hits in every game in this series. Coming into this game, through the first four games of this series, Albuquerque's team batting average was .338. And it's probably gone down a few clicks. It's probably right about the same with 10 hits in this one. Pitch two. Boswell is outside for a ball. Yeah, they're 10 for 30. Here's a foul down the third baseline. Out of play, 1-1. One ball, one strike to Boswell. Rainier shift him with three infielders on the right side. And the pitch is called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Next pitch misses for a ball. The Rainiers came into play today with the highest ERA in the league. And that remains the case, as here's a line drive base hit into right field off the bat of Boswell. Bouchard takes second and stops there. Back-to-back singles to start the eighth, and now Jonathan Morales will be the batter. And the ERA and the run prevention problems are almost entirely coming from the starting rotation. Rainier's starting pitchers before this game have had an ERA of 10.50. And it's higher now because the Rainier's starter today allowed 8 runs in 5 innings. Time call now. Odom's going to go talk to Driver as they use the more advanced signs with a runner at second base for the first time since Driver came in the game. Rainiers do not yet have a win from a starting pitcher. All their wins have been credited to relievers. And here's the pitch to Morales, and it's just a little low, I suppose, for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next delivery, swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. And this next pitch is a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And now a swing and a bouncer towards third, foul just to the left of the bag. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, he got him. Driver has his second strikeout. He fans Jonathan Morales, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Kyle Holder will be the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Looking ahead to the ninth for the Red Ears, the scheduled batters are Forrest Wall, Marcus Wilson, and Sam Haggerty. Oh, one pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Day game tomorrow at 12:35 p.m. Pacific time. Rainiers starting Nick Margavichus tomorrow. Next pitch is inside, and it hit him. It hit Holder as he was trying to step out of the way. That's going to load the bases. Bouchard takes third, Boswell to second, and Holder slowly makes his way to first. Bases loaded, one out for Tim Lopes. Well, Tim Lopes is 1-for-3 with a double and a walk tonight. And the pitch is ball one to Lopes. One-oh pitch, swing and a foul at the plate. That got a piece of Joe Odom, and he's walking it off. On, 9-3 Albuquerque, bases loaded, one out. Now the 1-1 swung on, line towards center. Billy Hamilton's right there, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Bouchard. He will score as the throw comes into the cutoff man. It is 10-3 Albuquerque. Runners at first and second now with two down for Ryan Vallade. He's 1-for-3 with a double and a walk and has scored two runs tonight. Here's the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. One pitch is in for a strike, and it's 0-2. O-2 delivery from Driver. Swung on, pulled to third on the ground. Fielded by Padlow. He goes the short way to second base for the force out on Holder, and the inning is over. Albuquerque adds one more run on two hits. There were no Tacoba errors and two runners left. We go to the ninth inning. It is Albuquerque 10, Tacoma 3.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved. Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Albuquerque 10, Tacoma 3. Rainiers need a big inning. New pitcher for the Isotopes. It's right-hander Logan Cozart, who's been in 3 games this year, has worked 2 innings and has allowed 3 runs. The first pitch is to Wall, and it is outside. That's ball 1 to Forrest Wall, who's 0 for 1 tonight with 2 walks. 1-0 pitch on its way to Wall, and he fouls one away. Wall also has a stolen base tonight back earlier in the game when it was closer. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike 2. Next pitch is swung on and grounded towards second. That's fielded by Lopes. Throw to first just in time to get the speedy Wall. One out in the ninth. Rainiers haven't had a hit since the fifth inning and have only 5 hits tonight after being limited to 3 hits yesterday. Guys, we're in Albuquerque. This is where you get your hits. Marcus Wilson, the batter now, he's 0 for 3 today. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is down low, 2 balls, no strikes. Now a swing and a grounder foul just past Zach Vincey, the Rainiers' third base coach. His pregame interview time is coming soon. We got Fedorovich, pitching coach Alon Leishman, hitting coach Brad Marcelino is today. Tomorrow's Sunday, so pregame show is the manager every Sunday. We'll get Vincey next week. Here's a bouncer foul by Wilson. Rainiers are going to be home on Tuesday and hosting the Sugarland Space Cowboys. The Space Cowboys. They're coming to Tacoma. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul. Still 2-2. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. Heartbreaking ball from Cozart, and two men are gone. The Rainiers are down to their last out. Sam Haggerty now the batter. He has one of the Rainiers' five hits today, doubled and scored back in the fifth. He's 1-for-3. And the pitch is high for a ball. Now a swing and a bouncer off the pitcher, and it bounces to the shortstop, who has no play, and Haggerty is aboard on a ball hit up the middle that was deflected by the pitcher, and Haggerty has his second hit of the game. Now Billy Hamilton will be the batter. Just saw the replay of that Haggerty ball. It was a one hopper behind the pitcher's back, and Cozart tried to do a behind the back glove play, and it hit his glove and bounced away. Now a ball is hit deep into the hole. Diving stop by Holder, but he has no play, and safe at second is Haggerty. It's an infield single for Billy Hamilton. And here come the Rainiers with two outs in the ninth. Back-to-back infield singles. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia's 1-for-3 with a double and a walk and an RBI. Switch hitter bats left against Cozart, and the pitch is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. The next pitch is down low for a ball. Next pitch, called a strike. 1-2 to Mejia, and the Rainiers are down to their last strike. Two on, two out, and the pitch fouled away. Mejia stays alive. Still two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is looped out, foul, third base side, playable. Welker in foul ground makes the catch. And that's the final out of the ball game. It was all Isotopes tonight. They take it 10-3. They hit a grand slam in the first inning, kept on scoring, and take it 10-3. They have won four straight and four of the five games of this series, which wraps up with the day game tomorrow at 12:35 p.m. Pacific time. Pre-game will be at 12:20. Isotopes win at 10-3. We'll recap it and look at the Major League and PCL scoreboards in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, the Red Ears dropped this one in Albuquerque, 10-3. A fireworks show about to begin here at Isotopes Park. The fireworks for the Topes started immediately. Bottom of the first inning, they loaded up the bases against Red Ears starter Darren McCacken with nobody out. And then McCacken went about trying to get out of it. He struck out Scott Schebler and he struck out DJ Peterson. He had a chance to get out of the bases loaded jam with no damage. But his very first pitch to the Topes' number six man in the lineup, Sean Bouchard, was blasted to left center for a grand slam home run, and Albuquerque was up 4-0. The Isotopes have hit three grand slams in the five games of this series. The Red Ears immediately got two back in the second inning against the Isotopes starting pitcher Ryan Feltner. Mike Ford reached on a throwing error. And then Joe Odom hit a tape measure shot of his own, 446 feet to left center field. Second straight game in which Odom has gone deep. And that cut the deficit in half. It was then 4-2. But at the bottom of the third inning, after McCacken struck out the side in the second, in the third, Colton Welker and Scott Schebler homered on consecutive pitches. Back-to-back solo shots made it 6-2 Albuquerque. And then in the fourth inning, they got two more runs, as Jonathan Morales singled in a run and Tim Lopes hit an RBI double. It was 8-2 after four innings tonight. That was pretty much that. The Red Ears didn't have much of a comeback in them today. They got one run in the fifth when Sam Haggerty hit a leadoff double and eventually scored on a ground out off the bat of Mejia. That made it 8-3. But the Red Ears did not get another hit until there were two outs in the ninth inning. And meanwhile, Albuquerque tacked on single runs in the seventh and the eighth. And the Isotopes end up winning it 10-3 is the final score. Final totals tonight for Albuquerque, 10 runs on 11 hits. They made one error and leave four on base. Tacoma scores three runs on seven hits, makes no errors, and leaves eight on base. Winning pitcher is Ryan Feltner. He's 1-0. The loss goes to McCacken. He's 0-2. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 27 minutes. The attendance was 8,330. With the win, the Isotopes are now 5-6 on the year, and the Red Ears fall to 3-8, as Albuquerque has won four straight against Tacoma in this series after the Red Ears won the opener. Maybe the Red Ears can get bookend wins and get out of town with some positive vibes, so to speak. Tomorrow's game is at 12:35, series finale, last game of the road trip, and we'll be on the air at 12:20. Nick Margavichus draws the start for the Red Ears against Albuquerque's Frank Duncan. That is tomorrow at 12:35 p.m. Pacific time. Albuquerque wins at 10-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure.
The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Fireworks show continues here in Albuquerque after the Isotopes just defeated the Rainiers 10-3. Let's check the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Not going well for the M's so far tonight against the Houston Astros because they have run into Justin Verlander, who is pitching like a Cy Young Award winner today. The Astros leading the Mariners 4-0 in the eighth inning, and the M's have just three hits. Chris Flexen started, allowed three runs in six innings, gave up a two-run homer to Martin Maldonado. So the Astros lead 4-0. Final scores from earlier today in the American League. The White Sox edged the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2 as their closer, Liam Hendricks, escaped a bases-loaded jam in the ninth inning to nail down the save. Oakland knocked off the Blue Jays 7-5 in Toronto. Christian Pache hit a go-ahead home run in the ninth inning for the Oakland A's, his first of the year. The Detroit Tigers lose at Kansas City 3-1. Hunter Dozier for the Royals had a tie-breaking two-run home run in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Red Sox shut out the Twins 4-0 as Tanner Houck, Matt Strom, and Garrett Whitlock combined on a five-hit shutout for the Red Sox. Another American League final is in. The Angels hold off the Rangers 7-2. Shohei Ohtani, who hit two home runs yesterday, hit another today and drove in three runs. And the Angels got a strong start from Noah Syndergaard, who gave up two runs in six innings. He's 2-0 in the Angels' rotation. In progress in the American League, the Yankees lead the Orioles 5-2 in the top of the eighth inning in Baltimore. That game had a long rain delay. Now for some National League scores to pass on. Rockies beat the Cubbies 9-6. C.J. Krohn homered twice and drove in three runs to lead the Colorado attack. He's up to five home runs already this year. The Diamondbacks topped the Mets 3-2. That game was 0-0 until the seventh inning when Sergio Alcantara hit a two-run homer for the Diamondbacks. The Braves win at San Diego 5-2 as Marcell Ozuna, Matt Olson, and Ozzie Albies all homered for Atlanta, who had a strong start from Ian Anderson, picking up his first win of the year. Phillies ripped the Marlins 10-3 in Miami. Bryce Harper scored three runs and drove in two as the Phillies romped over the Marlins. And the Pirates beat the Nationals 6-4 in Pittsburgh. Michael Chavis had three hits, including a big triple in the late innings. Juan Soto with his third homer for the Nationals. And the Cardinals edged the Brewers 2-1 in Milwaukee behind the pitching of Steven Matz, who went 5 2/3 innings without allowing a run. In the interleague play, just one game today, Giants beat the Guardians 4-2 in Cleveland. And a couple NL games, late ones still going. Actually, just one. The Reds and Dodgers are scoreless in the fifth inning at Dodgers Stadium. Interesting pitching battle there. Hunter Green, the rookie for the Reds, who throws 102 miles per hour. He's pitched four scoreless innings of two-hit ball. Julio Urias for the Dodgers, 20-game winner last year. He hasn't allowed a hit yet, and they're in the fifth. And that wraps up your Major League Baseball scoreboard for tonight. Here in Albuquerque, the Isotopes defeat the Rainiers 10-3. We'll be back with more right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Well, the Albuquerque Isotopes continue to jump all over the Tacoma Rainiers starting pitchers, and they did it again today and coast to a 10-3 victory over the Red Ears. Albuquerque has clinched a win of this series. They have won four. The Rainiers have won one, with one game left tomorrow afternoon at 12:35 p.m. Pacific time. Some finals in the league. Sacramento had fun today. They beat Reno 18-8 at Reno. The Riverkids had 22 hits in that game, including six home runs. We'll have some fun facts from that one during tomorrow's broadcast, I'm sure. Salt Lake holds off Las Vegas 5-1, the final score in Salt Lake City. Round Rock defeats Sugarland 6-3. Sugarland falling to 3-8 on the year. They're the Rainiers' next opponent starting on Tuesday at Cheney Stadium. And Oklahoma City leads El Paso 7-3 in the eighth inning at El Paso. Well, the Rainiers need to try to turn it around a little bit. Maybe get out of here with some positivity. They'll try to do that tomorrow with the day game, getaway day. 12:35 p.m. Pacific, first pitch. 12:20 pregame show with our Sunday visit with manager Tim Fedorovich. The Rainiers are starting Nick Margavichis tomorrow against Frank Duncan. And the Rainiers trying to stop a streak. They've dropped four in a row here in Albuquerque. And they'd like to see that streak end before they come home to Cheney Stadium after tomorrow's game. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I want to thank you for tuning in. Once again, our final score today, Albuquerque 10, Tacoma 3. Have a great night.